You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. Visit us at mashthosebuttons.com.
What is going on, guys? Welcome to Double Tap. This is Mash Those Buttons podcast dedicated to the FGC. I am, of course, your host, Dre, a.k.a. Crash Tag. And with me, as per usual, one of my training partners for the Guilty Gear beta that we have all have been going through, Static G, in the building right now.
Hey, pasa, calabasa. What's going on?
What's up? What's
up? I'm not going to say what that means in English or it sound weird. What's up, pumpkin?
Yeah.
It just doesn't have the same ring. No, yeah, that's not at all.
It doesn't. Don't even say it the other way. I didn't like that. No.
All right. No problem.
All right. So welcome, guys. Welcome. Meza is out this week. Word on the street is he'll be coming back next week. So if you missed hearing the devilest of advocates, he'll be back next week for sure and in due time. So in the meantime, though, you can still follow him. Make sure to follow him, Meza FGC, on Twitter and Twitch anyway, just to see when he's up because he does stream and such too. Anyway, let's get into it. For those that are new, this is, of course, Double Tap. This is a podcast dedicated to everything and anything in the fighting and community. For those that are returning listeners, thank you for the two quarters this week for another credit for tuning in this week. All right, so we've got some updates. We've got some announcements. We've got some... Yeah. Results to talk about, and then of course we got a kind of a big section on the Focus Attack. We get our Guilty Gear second, you know, beta impressions with some footage of ourselves actually playing, because we were definitely cracking it out over the couple days. What's going on? By the way, shout out to everyone there on Twitch. We are live here on Mash Those Buttons on the Twitch page. So if you want to tune in a day ahead of time, also check out the quick visuals, you know, the stuff that we're referring to and all. So that way, in case you know you want to see what we're talking about when sometimes we're describing things over the podcast, make sure to tune in and follow the page. So shout out to everyone here that's on Twitch chat right now. I see you guys. All right, so let's jump right into it. So this is kind of an announcement that isn't, like, technically when this trailer dropped, it wasn't really a surprise. So Leona announced, or not really announced, she just was finally shown off, yeah. Right? Like, we knew Leona, we're waiting for the K trailer next, but Leona's been technically announced, and she's been shown off finally with an actual traditional trailer to show off her gameplay. And we are seeing some, you know, differences actually, like, or one or two tweaks from before, but you know, we get to see her in all her glory, the Ikari warrior herself, or at least from Team Ikari Warriors. We got to see her play, we got to see some of the mechanics, including the wall bouncing that we saw,
and
the
more
ground based ones. Yeah, way bouncing. She is like, I don't, this isn't like on some super high speed, right? No, playback speed's normal. All right, she's looking kind of quick. Like, I don't know, it feels like the video itself is like a little fast, like the way she's moving, like
she was,
almost as if we're skipping frames.
But she was pretty fast in 14. I don't know, man.
Like that right there, that was kind of
that's a grab.
Yeah, that is true. It is a grab.
But her run would go under a lot of stuff in the previous.
Yeah,
game.
She would low profile. Yeah. She would low profile. You know, we got the red hair. You know, coming out the angry Leona or berserk Leona, excuse me,
with the Giovanna full then, meter Leona.
Yeah, and then we got kind of like one of the new pieces. You know, normally she one of her go-to moves or known moves is, you know, her projectile or her earring, right, with the explosions. Now that they don't seem to detonate on the spot, it's something that actually gets stuck on you and you have to hold that after a certain amount of time. So I can see potentially some dirt. She is definitely detonating it by herself too. There's a way either you can let it rock after a while potentially, or you just have her do it, because there's a moment where she poses, she just hits you with the, I don't know, semi flex or something like that, and then you blow up. I'm assuming you're gonna get some sort of you know, return from it. Yeah, after flash kick technically, when she does her arc thing where she's like slicing in the air, that's a flash kick, that's a charge.
Yeah,
move.
Oh god. Don't
yeah mind. Yeah, she is a charge character. So for those that are looking at her and be like, yo, she looks like fun, think Guile, you know, it's kind of like the same deal, but she's got insane buttons too. So pretty much in the same area, but she is a charge character. So for you hitbox players, it might not be such a big deal, but just for those that might be looking at her and trying to pick her up in this game, forewarning. And that definitely, she is probably the most I've learned of a charge character in my career in fighting games. Like, I don't pick Guile. I don't like Guile. But when I play Leona, I was kind of forced to really understand how it works, because that's just how she is. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll learn. I don't really play a lot of charge characters, but she's one of the few.
Interesting. I never knew where that came from. I want to find out more from people where it comes from to not learn charge characters. Like, I thought that was the easiest. I don't know.
Yeah. Really? You think it's easiest? I think charge characters are fucking like a little bit more difficult because it's a matter of like you. First of all, I don't mean freeze the shot there, but I guess the jiggle physics are definitely on.
They were there on the super too.
After that, that little jump flip on her ending, like this was kind of broken down. It's like it doesn't really make sense physics wise, like what she's doing here. Like she's doing like a twist and a tuck, but it just like looks very, very strange for some reason in motion. Like,
oh wow,
I can't explain the uncanniness of it, but it's like it's there. So you watch it in full motion. It's a little weird looking because it's like right there. Yeah, that like she kind of like ignores physics for like a couple frames. Whoa, just like
she doesn't know
right there, like right there. I don't know if it was the camera angle, but it's like it was a little weird. But let's end that on the proper pose. Well, that one works. So she's been announced. Not surprised, like I said, Team Ikari Warriors, which is the game that, you know, that is her other teammates are technically
K-Dash and what is it? Maximo, right? No, Maximo is with Kula, my bad.
No, what are their names? I cannot remember.
You just said the team, what's it called?
Well, it's Ikari Warriors, but I'm talking about isn't it like a Ralph or something like that? Let me see. I'm trying to remember. KOF, thank you. KOF Ikari Warriors are no, I know that, but it's Ralph. It is right. Ralph and Clark.
Oh, okay.
Ralph
Sorry.
And Clark.
You
and,
said
K-Dash,
and I'm like, she's not really usually on K-Dash team, but yeah.
Hydern. We saw Whip, of course. Technically, she's part of that, and then Colonel Cook and General Kawasaki. General Kawasaki, I believe, right? That's let me see. No, Hydern. Hydern is who found Leona and brought her into all this. She's like a war child. That's like her backstory.
Yeah.
So we're expecting to see any combination of them. They might try to be a little diversified with it and not put it as just Ralph and Clark. That's who she's been with in the past.
The girl with the whip was in that team too, right?
Whip. Literally, her name Whip. Oh, yes. She was in 14 as well.
Yeah, as DLC.
So maybe they might bring her in as not DLC and just have her be part of the team. I can't think of a time where Leona was part of that team with her and that was Team Ikari. It's usually just those three. But I'm just assuming that because if KOF is really trying to mix things up, which they have in the past, you know, we got Team Art of Fighting with like King and Robert Rio. I almost said Andy. And Rio, right? Like they're kind of switching it up. We still don't know with Mai and Yuri what team they're on. Is Leona? Well, Leona wouldn't be on that team because they would have announced her to be on that team after this, because that would have been the third character.
Man,
but it's really unknown. But since she started, you know, we've known she's come through.
Yeah,
we've seen the artwork. We're waiting for Kay. Kay is definitely in the game. We already know he's in the game. It's just a matter of, you know, is Kula going to be in the game alongside Kay? And I think the other character is Maximo, right? Isn't he the other one in that team?
No. I was wrong. He's in the team with Kula.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's Kula, Kay, and Maximo. Usually, is
the other team. Yeah. My bad.
So you know, that's kind of what we're waiting on right now. So this was just the official showing. You know, the gameplay, how she's going to end up being. So looks good. Now it's just going to have to wait and see as to what the next announcement's going to be in the meantime. But yeah, shatter all expectations. Okay, well, we'll find out.
You know,
we'll find out soon enough.
It's funny how, like, looking up old characters or characters like these, when you look up this in KOF, you see the graphics of 14 before the game was updated. Yes. And oh, man, it's beautiful.
Yeah, and it kind of gives you that quick reminder as to how it was looking.
I'm so glad that it looks a lot better now. They're actually putting in work.
I mean, even this, like the biggest thing that really went to it, even modders, right, with KOF 14 models were importing them to, say, another engine like Street Fighter V, and all they did was change the lighting. Like, that's all that changed. It just took, they didn't change the models, they didn't change the textures. With proper lighting, those models were looking really, really good. It's just a matter of how they were rendering them that it didn't look good. Like, a lot of these, I wouldn't be surprised if they where, I mean, some of them are definitely a little bit more stylized. They've definitely tweaked one or two things. But this is running on, you know, the Sam Show engine, right? It's not the same one that 14 was running. But look at how it's rendered. It's just like there's more visible black lines that can kind of define things. The contrast is there. And it just gives it that much more of a feel of form. And it looks better. Like the look overall, the way it's rendered is good. That was the biggest thing with 14, to be honest. Like, the models look great. It's just how the lighting worked and how they were rendered did not come off correctly. So that big update that they did kind of tweak some things to whatever extent they wanted to tweak it. Now they just, you know, they took a lot. Like, you're gonna see practically the exact same animations. Like, you have, actually, there's videos out there comparing 14 characters to 15 now, and you can just see the slight differences, but you can see a whole lot of the similarities there. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's a lot of the same assets just being ported over, maybe tweaked a little bit. But like I said, the main thing that's doing it is the rendering. Like, the rendering is just breeding a lot more life to these characters. So that's the biggest thing. That's really the takeaway for me.
Sweet. Speaking of the Samurai Showdown, is that next, by the way?
You know, it wasn't originally, but let's do it anyway, since I was talking about it. So Sam Show. Yeah, Sam Show is another one that got some love, kind of only on Twitter, though. It wasn't like a big, it didn't seem like it was a big announcement. This was last night, actually, that went down. It was about 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock yesterday. In the midst of the post Guilty Gear beta going down, and everyone just sitting back, relaxing, going like, whoo, getting a cigarette, like, wow, what a wild couple days. We've got another piece of DLC, which I think this was the final character that they needed in season 2 pass, I believe. I think at this point, is it the final character? Technically, I don't know if you're counting the guest character as one too, because we're still supposed to get a Guilty Gear character in this game, which we don't know yet if it's going to be Anji or if it's going to be Baikin or maybe Nago. I don't know. He's very new. I don't
Justice,
know if they would bring him in. Justice, who knows, right? Ari, because we're seeing her. Cliff, Chip, you know, ninjas, right? That's a thing too, right? He could still be in there. But in the meantime, we've got Shiro Tokusada Amakusa. I don't know this character. I'm going to keep it 100. I don't know who this is. I actually, like, I haven't dug into the lore of it, which I'm going to do right here live with you guys.
Yep.
Googling, I don't know where this character comes from. I don't know when's the last time. It looks like a boss character. I might just be tripping, but he looks very evil. Everything's purple. He's got very sharp eyes. Yeah, he's a recurring boss in play. Okay, so he's a recurring boss. Oh. I honestly, is he the bison of the game? I don't know.
He looks more familiar in these old, like, arcade.
Actually, jobs. Never mind. Yep, I recognize the sprites too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I recognize the sprites. That's all it is. All right, so I have definitely seen him before. So I guess this recurring boss character is coming back. So cool. The 14th of June is what's posted as, I think, the gameplay breakdown, or is he coming out? Oh, no, he's just coming out. All right. So he's the third DLC character for season pass three.
Yeah, he's on the cover of the previous game, I believe.
Okay. So I just straight up could not tell because of the way, once again, the renders, right? We were just talking about it. Like, the way a character is going to look, like, kind of pulls it out. I mean, sure, it's like, well, he's holding an orb, kind of. It's kind of off screen. His colors are different, and his outfit is a little tweaked. Like, I can still see the yellow kind of collar in, like, some of these earlier sprites, but in first glance, honestly, wouldn't have recognized them. All right, cool. So he's joining June 14th. It's going to be added to the group. We'll see how he plays. We will most likely get a trailer kind of breaking down what he's capable of doing well beforehand. Let's see. And then the other big announcement is Steam.
Mm-hmm.
So Sam Show's making its way to Steam. That's also happening, I believe, in June when it was posted up, or is it earlier? Yeah, June 14th, same day. So when he drops, this game is also coming to Steam, presumably with all the other characters. Oh, shout out to Leonix. Look at that. First comment right here. Let me hit that like real quick. Yeah, coming June 14th, which begs the first question. Crossplay.
Right.
Like,
crossplay and
are we going to have it?
We're going to get Netcode mods. Of course.
Netcode mods. Ooh, the just the straight up regular mods we're going to get are going to be awesome. I cannot wait for that. So, you know, I'm pretty stoked for that. I know technically that's not part of the package, but I know it's going to happen. I'm going to be stoked for it. So maybe we'll kind of resurrect the mod highlights for what we can see there when Sam Show does drop. But crossplay, that's the biggest thing. And I was going to say, let me bring up Leonix's comment here because this is the first thing. Without rollback netcode and full crossplay, this will be a tough sell and waiting for on a PC so late in the game's life. Facts. Like, you can't actually argue against that. Like, will this bring the rollback that we're expecting to have? Will it have a variation rollback that maybe they're trying to implement for KOF 15 possibly? Yeah. And will it be crossplay? If not, you are just subdividing your market and you're asking the same people that are playing to then buy the game again for really no benefit outside of, you know, being on PC. If it has crossplay, you're opening the floodgates for potentially more people to pick it up, whether it's going to show up on your Humble Bundles, maybe Steam sales, at, you know, FGC Fighting Game Week or something like that, like sales, like it does happen, even if it's a couple dollars off. This really needs to have that. Hopefully they'll have a showcase showing like what it'll take. The other part is how long. Yikes. You didn't peep the third comment.
I did just now, yeah.
Fodoriku 95. KOF 13 took 661 days to make it to PC. 14 took 296, you know, less than a year. So good for them on that. SNK Heroines took 167 days. So far, the lowest one. And Samurai Showdown will have taken a total of 720 days before seeing a PC release. I think he wrote this wrong. When will you stop delaying Steam releases of your games? That was the question. That is true. I believe it was already on the Epic Game Store though, right? Like, it's already been on PC, but I don't know if the Steam version is going to bring it. Yeah, double check for me, but it should be on the Epic Game Store. But
and Stadia, apparently?
Do not think. And Stadia. Really? Wait, on Stadia?
According to our chat.
Okay. Really?
Samurai Showdown Neo Geo Collection has the new guy on the cover. Samurai. Oh, wait, that's my library. Haha. Let me see.
It is on the Epic. Yeah, it is on Epic. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm, I'm here. Yeah, it came out June 11th. Yikes. 2020. So 1 year later, again, we will get the Steam. So actually, I am pretty sure this does not include crossplay, but this is Epic Game Store. It's a little different working on that client versus Steam. Will they implement it there? Who knows? I don't know what their deal could be. Not really going to hold my breath, really. Yeah, not going to hold my breath at this point. But we'll see. I mean, it's better than nothing. But I mean, if the netcode is... I'm hoping for some sort of improved netcode. Honestly, I have not even, I didn't dive too hard because it was on the Epic Game Store. I was just like, oh, that's great. But I'm like, I'm not going to get another client just so I can play this game.
Oh,
like,
that's going to
be on Steam. Sorry. It's going to be a better look.
Yeah, that's the character that made me quit the game.
With the seven swords. 14 swords?
Yeah.
Wow, what's wrong with him?
Not quit the game, but damn, he was cheap. And Genjiro was cheaper. He was cooler looking. He was the guy I wanted to play with, but then I was like, man, he's wild.
He looks like Hayabusa. Troa.
For me, it's
Troa from Gundam Wing. With that hairstyle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. See, exactly. Heavy arms.
Yeah.
Homie with the heavy arms. And you know what? This dude's got a heavy back because he's got four swords on that, and he's got another three in different places.
I forgot how cool the characters were.
He uses the six swords to unlock the seventh, and then from there it's like you're fucked. He's very much like a Zappa kind of style.
I could not even as Ukiyo, I couldn't deflect the fireball that he gets with that sword.
Yeah.
That's
his overhead game was pretty gross too though. All right.
Enough of that.
Yeah, his jump ins were good because he had multiple hits. Anyway, yeah. So Samsung's making its way to Steam. Hopefully we will see some improvements, like I said, on the netcode, and maybe they make some progress on the actual crossplay. If not, I mean, shit. I'm looking forward to the mods that, you know, the fans out there and the really, really talented people out there are going to kind of swing for, because it's going to look really, really sick.
Yeah, they're going to turn Earthquake into Kusarigedo. I was looking at the clips. All right, just people asking for characters now.
All right. So with that, let's dive into some guilty action, actually. So the beta pass, we're actually going to talk about our impressions of the beta in the folks attack section here. But even with the beta dropping in the midst of it, they went to Twitter and announced that, hey, you guys, I know you guys are tripping out right now. You're just getting in there. You're trying to get to heaven and back, or not in some cases, Gabe. The call outs. They're like, listen, I know you guys are enjoying this. We're dropping a story trailer.
Yeah.
Sweet.
10 minutes after it's over.
Yeah. We're dropping the story trailer. You guys are finally getting a glimpse as to where the story is going to go, where these characters are going to go, and what we're going to be playing for on the 11th when it drops, which is less than a month out. So, you know, how devious is Ino? What's going on here? Because it looks like they're hunting her down. We've got Zato and Milia working with the government, with what looks like maybe the president, who has someone took to Twitter and said, yeah, I totally don't work for Ino. Just look at my glasses, right?
Yeah.
Like, wow, kind of giveaways. Right. Very interesting design.
He was a dude in the background eating burgers in New York in the
was
first
he?
Game.
Yeah. He was the mayor?
Is that
not mayor
in the first
guy?
Game.
The sheriff
in
or
the, the sheriff.
In Exard?
In Exard,
okay.
Yep.
He's got the bag with the infinite symbol on it, so he had infinite burgers.
Right.
Nice.
Oh, snap. Look at you with the details. Speaking of details, Zato on a computer.
Because I looked at
blind.
It and I was like, why? Well, I was like, why would it do that? Yeah, I don't know where he's pressing buttons at. But
a man with
whatever.
A parasite who's dead pressing buttons on a computer.
Whatever. Just let it rock. Let it rock. So we got a glimpse as to, you know, the potential threat that's coming towards, and that man who looks like he's going to be way, way more involved here. Kind of a little bit of a design change, too. He used to have cat ears, now doesn't have cat ears.
That's that man? I thought that was Sin Kiski.
No, I'm pretty sure this is supposed to be that man.
Okay. I thought
I'm
it would
like
be Sin.
90%
sure. Sin doesn't have an eye. He has his eye covered.
That is also true, but he doesn't look like Sin.
Okay.
That's the thing, though.
For me,
and Sin, I'm pretty sure, has blue eyes.
Okay. Or a blue eye, because, you know, he's missing one.
All right.
So, you know, because for me, that man has a deeper voice. I didn't see it in Japanese. I saw it in English. So, yeah, probably shouldn't watch it in Japanese. I don't know.
So we got to see some Nago Soul action. Obviously, they're going to be confronting each other. And one of the biggest pieces, one of the biggest revelations, Ari being seen in what happened at the end of Exert series or Rev 2.
No,
you know,
please.
She was resurrected by the end in Jacko's body. Remember, Jacko Valentine, she is a piece of Ari. So this is why she's basically wearing what Jacko is wearing, and she even has the halo. But if you look at details, her halo is cracked. So might not be complete. There might be other Valentines that she has to merge with or something. Who knows? But she's having a one-on-one with Ino, which is... That's going to be very interesting to see as to where they're going. So... basically this, she looks, like I said, Jacko looks exactly like her because she's just a clone of her at this point. But she's got a cracked halo, which means there is probably going to be, this is going to be the finale to the story of the initial three, which is Soul, That Man, and Ari. That's how it all started. If you haven't been kept up with the story, because I know there's a whole lot of lore, there is an updated chapter, I believe, they just released on the Arxis website. It's a manga. It's a couple chapters, but you can get caught up on a lot of the very key things. And if you want to get into the details, they also have a timeline section there. We've plugged it in before, but they're continuously updating it to show you what's going on. But yeah, basically end of the world thing that has been kind of alluded to for quite some time. We're seeing Axel as well being involved and new characters. Giovanna, looks like Giovanna and Nago are going to be going back and forth. She is the president's bodyguard, and I guess Nago is, I guess, working for someone bad. I actually don't know where he stands in all this. I haven't really looked into it, nor have we really heard a whole lot. And then we got to see a little glimpse of Kai with his... dragon install in a cutscene, not just like in gameplay. So, you know, really interested as to where that's going to be taken. And that's really it. They're obviously not going to give us every little detail. They're just giving us little snippets to keep us going. The story trailer did just that. I forget what it ended on. Okay. Yeah, details from there.
So there's obviously... a bit more of teasing of characters that we could get in the future. Yes. Even though Zappa did make an appearance in the story in the past and was never actually released.
Oh yeah, and I think we heard Johnny's voice at the end here. I believe this is Johnny that was being talked to. So maybe potentially Johnny is being part of DLC. Like you said, Zappa was shown previously, not in this game, but like he was shown off in previous games or cited. Yeah. Ended up not being playable. I hate it when they do that. Like, come on, like because a part of me gets hope a little bit because I'm like, oh, they took the time to model this character, to voice act this character. I'm sure they're invested enough time that they will now maybe make this character playable as DLC. And sometimes that's not the case. We've been not able in the past. Yeah, not able for the longest time.
Not able throughout the story in Street Fighter V. And he had more lines than Nicali. And then DiCaprio was in it. She did nothing.
She was basically programmed in the game. Like her, you fight her. She has her everything.
Yep.
Like basically everything except for like a super. But modders have since imported her and kind of shown off that you can play her, but like not to crazy extent. NRS is very much a subject of that of that problem too. We've seen Smokes. We've seen Nightwolves. We've seen Sindels. We've seen Reigns. All in MKX. You never got to see them again. But in that case, they did admit that those models that you saw were just like MK9, like supposedly MK9 models that they just retextured and made look a little better.
Yeah.
So Sindel wasn't a lot of work.
Sindel was copy pasted from MK9. I was so sad.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, man, it kind of sucks. It gets me super, super amped because it makes me get hope. But then, y'all getting on PC, console, or both? Base. We'll bring it up. We'll bring up what work our moves are gonna be for the game. But yeah, the story trailer dropped.
Like, yeah, it's almost like when you're watching MK the second movie and they're like Cabal and Striker.
Yeah. Cabal, he was in MKX again. You didn't see him till 11. So, my next thing that I really implore everyone is to. To do the second beta survey. They have posted up about it. Let them know. Did they improve on things? Did they not? We'll talk about what obviously our feedback is, and at the end you can give them an actual sentence to actually listen. Your own message to them to be like, hey, like this is what I need from you. And I left it. I definitely did put something together for them. Let me see if I can bring up mine real fast. Hopefully I didn't delete it because I thought it was well worth the feedback. There we go. This is literally all I left them at the end.
Add Viking, then we'll be square.
That's about it. I gave them my honest opinion. I said, look, dude, this is all you got to do. Just give me fucking Viking and I'll be good. I will play your game for the years to come. I will not.
I don't know, man.
Actually, I think it's in a good spot. But well, yeah, because I got nothing else. That's why. Okay. I have nothing. They took it all.
Good day, sir.
I have nothing.
You lose. Good day.
Yeah, you lose. I lost. Good day, sir. That's basically how I'm at right now. But if you haven't already, go take the survey. Let them know. I mean, Arxis has opened the doors to really listen to the community, to those that really have a lot of love for the game or just in fighting games in general and want to hear the feedback. And as you can tell, they have been taking our feedback. They are very much considering it. They're taking it serious. And, don't splurge. Don't spoil the opportunity to actually, be a voice to it. All right.
Yeah,
even if it's just you, it can be heard.
Just don't delay the game again. No.
Just don't delay the game. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, just don't delay the goddamn game. Just let it rock. We got patches. We don't have to buy a new version. Just patch it later. It's all good. It's all good. All right. So hydrate. I will hydrate. Thank you. Whoever redeemed that. Whoever was that?
Yeah.
Teal Death. Uncle Death. Got you.
And I'm thinking like, man, I kind of agree with one of the comments.
Excuse me.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Half and half. Now, if they have, I think we're gonna get into that. Let's wait.
We're gonna get into our.
I was gonna get into the music.
Our actual impressions. We'll get into our impressions in a second. Let's just finish this off here. So, we did just talk MK for a second. So let me bring that up. Kind of sneakily, MK dropped a patch, and that's not the link. Looks a lot like Guilty Gear. MK dropped the patch, and It was, I think, this was updated 45 minutes ago. This was on the 13th, though.
2 days ago. Yeah, 13th. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, the 13th. 2 days. It was 4 days ago, man. I know it feels like 2 days because all we've been doing is playing guilty. Yeah, but like, all I was doing, yeah. So we've got to see, like, this actually came with an update to characters. This was a small, very subtle balance patch that didn't hit everyone, but it did hit certain characters. Mostly, technically, it was all DLC characters that got touched. So nothing really from the main cast. We've got Shao Kahn getting some buffs.
Yeah.
Basically all buffs. As a matter of fact, if I look on it, there's technically some pushback on Ground Shatter, but there's less recovery frames on it. So give or take, that's more or less a buff. But I don't think that was something really big in keeping... he's not really a pressure monster. So pushback on block, not a really big deal. He's more of like that mid-range poke. Rambo, which, by the way, did not know he had a move called Diddy Boppin'. Found that out through this patch note.
Is that a Philly reference?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, Diddy Bop. I'm like, bro, I use that in my my regular vocabulary when I have to explain some moves. I did not know that was a move that it is a Philly reference. Right. Maybe the brother really did their research. Yeah. They really did their research.
Yeah.
But yeah, he basically got buffs as well. He's got a little bit of pushback once again, but five more block stun frames, so technically some more pressure on his back punch, back punch, punch, back kick. So it would be his back 113 or 112, I want to say.
You're losing me.
And then First Blood. RoboCop got buffs, now has more health. He's at 1100, up from 1050. And Don't Move Creep also has more active frames and less recoveries on block. So Fujin got adjustments on victim regions of knee buckler. So that's like the down knee that he just kick. Pushes up for it. Yep. I guess just tweaks.
Just a sweep, I think. Or
That's not the sweep. It's
a low. Down X.
Front kick.
Down three.
Yeah, down X. Yep. Down three. So maybe there was some sort of issues with like maybe the hitbox location. Cetrion actually got a nerf.
Isn't that the floating one? Like the little float kick that he has?
I don't think
so. Or is that
so.
His sweep? I don't know.
No, sweep would be back. Sweep is back and up. Oh, yeah.
But he's got a crouching forward. Move where he floats just a bit. I don't know.
I don't know. Possibly.
This doesn't matter.
I don't think that one is it, though. So Cetrion got nerfed. She actually dropped from 1,000 health down to 950. So, yeah, you know, kind of get
too.
A little bit. More damage. Joker did also get... That's the only
that's crazy.
Nerf
you know
he
what?
Got.
Let's nerf... Just a hair of health.
Slightly reduced the damage when blocked and flawless blocked on Deadly Winds and Deadly Winds Amplified. So
interesting.
Yeah, because she was, you know, she could keep pressure. Even if you were blocking, she was a chip machine. Like, she will be able to push you away. Excuse me. Be able to push you away. And even if you are blocking, even if these are not solid hits, you're still taking chip. And that stacks over time. There have been plenty of matches that I've seen Dragon play. I forget who else. I think Tekken Master as well.
Tekken Master been using her. Yeah.
And it's like you don't have to get a solid hit. You just have to eat this pressure. And as you're eating this pressure, you're just losing percentage chip. And after a while, you'll realize, holy shit, I lost 25%. I haven't been hit yet. Like, holy shit. So, definitely a super lame style. So maybe. That's also the catering to the adjustment on the health. So now when you do get in, you get a little bit more of a reward for getting in because now you don't have, you know, that 50 health can go a long way. You know, just talk to the Tekken guys, right? 5% Harada Care has saved lives in tournaments since the last patch that got included. 50 health can go a long way here. So Cetrion might be bleeding a little bit. And then the creme de la creme, the move set of move sets that have been in front of everybody competitively, or if you were watching that Twitch AT&T fucking Annihilation Cup shit and realized, god damn, Shiva's stomp is ridiculous. Dragon drop is now been nerfed. Besides that, actually, before I even go to that, Shiva did get also that health drop as well from 1000 to 950. So a slightly mushier Shokan. But yeah, so slightly narrowed the hit region for Dragon drop, and it now has a set delay time when delayed. And 30 more recovery frames on miss or when hitting armor. Basically, we have a timer now that it will come off no matter what after us, you know, whatever the delay time is. We've narrowed the field, meaning now you don't get those weird interactions where maybe you backdash. Maybe you really, you know, visually it looked like you definitely dodged it, but you still get clipped. I'm hoping that fixes that. And then half a second's worth of recovery so you can actually punish normalizes the move pretty big. Other than that, I mean, there's still, I don't foresee this kind of killing it 100%, but it's not going to be as free. It's not going to be as abusable. There's still going to be ways where you can maybe string it and then mix it in to kind of start messing with people again to be like, oh, you thought you forgot? This is still an unblockable, like, you know, on this string and you decided to still hold block, like, and forgot to move. Well, doesn't matter because the actual, besides the delay, the actual incoming, the numbers there haven't really changed. It's more of a more punishable move now.
Yes. The 30 frames plus is kind of ridiculous. Like, I've seen, I mean,
you got Raiden hitting armor too.
Yeah. And then Raiden with his back too, that's always been really negative since MK9. I'm sorry, MKX. Yeah. And it's like, that's already a whole minute frame. That's a whole 60 frames.
Second.
Yeah.
That's a punishable. Whole second.
So, like, yeah, yikes.
Yeah.
MK Rio has been putting out really good videos about this stuff.
Yeah.
And he put out videos months ago. Or even a year ago, about how to punish it, saying that Shiva was bad before, and just people just didn't know how to. When people don't know how to block something, the character is going to be good.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about information. Yeah, it reaches back as far as the arcade days, right? Like, mm-hmm. if you weren't in the know-how, you would get bodied by shit that was, you know, maybe right. knowledge to some people or common yep. knowledge. If you didn't know, it was godlike to
right.
you.
Right.
Dog, you can block that low. What?
Right.
Yes.
Oh yeah, like Eno's stroked the big tree. If they don't know,
if they don't know,
Grand Viper is gonna be low. They don't. They're gonna get hit.
Yeah. If you don't know, Soul's super is now a grab. You're gonna get hit. Yeah.
We'll God, that hit that me so bit. Many times. All right. Good.
I love baiting it. It was great. All right. So with that, I think. We still have Street Fighter. Yeah. We still got Street Fighter. I actually got to watch some of this. So The Capcom Pro Tour 2021 Asia East results are in. Spoilers if you don't want to hear about it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. NL took the dub over Infiltration, which I happened to watch his play against, I believe it was Oil King. I believe he played against Oil King. And that one was close. Seth? Yeah, because he played against a Seth. Yep. Oil King. I got to watch that set starting. I did watch Gamer B as well versus Hot Dog. Really rooting for him. Yeah, it was. Yeah, you know, I mean, you kind of are awkward around him, so all you can do.
Yeah,
is send
I talked
that,
about that last
energy
year. Yeah.
towards him.
Yep.
So yeah, he was still solid. But you know, made it for tied for fifth. So either 5/6 there. He had a good run, but I got to watch. I did not realize Infiltration was in until I came in, and I was like, oh, shit, who's the jury? And I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah, jury back. And Ed.
Ed and Fang. But I did get to see the jury and Ed. I don't remember when he picked Fang. I don't know if that was during Grand Finals, but I did watch him between jury and Ed, and his Ed is disgusting. Yep. It is. Like, some of that, I was kind of like, wow, this character is
He definitely pushed some DiCaprio into that. Especially with the orb, the first orb. Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely yep. a lot of similarities between the characters. Good anti-airs, you know, instant anti-airs, setups with the fireball. DPs. However, with all of that being said, was not able to take it all.
No, NL like was fighting hard with Cammy. He did end up picking Ryu against Ed. I don't think Infiltration went back to Jury. I think he kept it with Ed after a while. He was playing with Jury at first, then. That would be his first pick, and then he went to Ed afterwards.
He picked Ed the entire time.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I know reset the bracket.
I know he did. Let me see. And I guess maybe it was during the reset NL picked Ryu. But he did
picked
play
Ryu in the last match to lose. Then he picked Cammy all the way through. But Infiltration was the first person to take a lot to take a game, to take any wins off of him or to win. He didn't even lose in the top eight. NL didn't lose at all. He went 3-0 through Gamer B and through Zhao Bao. Zhao Bao was using Lucia, your girl.
What the hell? A Vega Lucia?
Yeah.
How the hell? I haven't heard of this guy. I'm going to have to go check
that. He was in losers finals with Lucia against Oh, Infiltration was using Fang and Jury in Losers Finals. So I have to rewatch that one. Yeah, but man, the Grand Finals set. I don't know who's better, like Mago, or I think it might be Mago, the way he was reacting to the chariot tackles on Tokido. But like Mago or NL. But NL was doing really solid, good punishes. He was good in the range, but he was getting a little tilted against, I mean, it's Infiltration of all people.
Yeah.
A lot of good names all over the place, even RB. Who's known to be a really good Yurian, but he actually did get to pull off the Dan Infinite on Oil King, I believe.
Yes, on Oil King. Yeah, we saw it. That was I remember hearing James Chen, history in the making. It was the first time we saw it in tournament. You know, you see it online all the time, but as soon as he got that stun, it's like, oh shit, you're dead. You're actually dead, and he accomplished that.
I've never heard of Minute Maid Orange, but sounds like a good drink.
Minute Maid Orange, I have seen before. Okay, I cannot remember where, because I said the same thing. I was like, "Yo, Minute Maid Orange, like that's a strong name."
I'm surprised.
That's a really strong
name. Yeah, it really is. I'm surprised Punko's not using.
That's crazy.
I'm surprised Punko is not using Seth. He's using Abigail and Dan, and of course Hot Dog in fourth place, doing amazing. I'm sure with Bison, dude is always fun to watch.
Yeah, his Bison was oppressive.
Oh, of course.
But overall, top eight was looking really good. So if you haven't watched the VODs, I'm definitely gonna go peep out a Xiao Bao, because I did not even know there was a Vega Lucia player out there that was at that level. So I'm really interested to see
I forget who Xiao Bao used to use.
I'm kind of like confused. Maybe if I saw like whatever previously was using, maybe it'll jog my memory a little bit better. But in the meantime, so registration is open for the Intel World Open. We did talk about it when they had made the announcement. Those are some. I can't believe those are the special dojo objects. So rewards for logging in during the 15th of May to the 31st, you get a new title and you get those special dojo options, which are basically the ones that are on Gil's stage. And free, you know, it's open registration. Go check it out. The link is live. It is at intelworld.gg. This is for the, you know, $250,000 worth of money that is going to be up for grabs. Anyone can participate. This isn't closed off. This is for anyone who's feeling saucy, who wants to get in, wants to mess up some brackets. This is your opportunity to be on one of the biggest stages, bigger than Evo, in front of the world, you know, to kind of put FGC on the map in this kind of degree. I know Evo is the world championships for us, but this is, you know,
the world championships, right? For the world.
And it's Intel, man. This is like got Intel on it. Like, to have Intel's name on something like this is a pretty big fucking deal. So I'm really stoked to see that we've made that growth to it. So once again, if you haven't already, IntelWorldOpen.gg, go register. Like I said, go mess up some brackets. I want to see it. Street Fighter V, make sure to tune in when they make the announcements. Actually, I don't even know how the stream production's even going to go, but hopefully we'll find out soon enough. All right, so with that, we don't really have randoms of the FGC this week, because there's not really too much randomness that I felt was there. I mean, well, technically, maybe you know, this is kind of random. So if you're peeping the shirt, I know it's a little orange, especially if you're on the Twitch page. Video game, what is it? Video Game History Foundation, right? These guys do a lot of work in preserving video games and basically the culture of it. You guys can go check out their site. They have some really nice swag. You can support the cause. They have a lot of backups of, you know, video games as a software, backing up the games, the ROM files and all that. And which is really also fucking awesome. They even give you, like, you can even order, like, with certificate of authenticity, old like magazines from as far back as the 80s. So you can get your Nintendo Powers on. You might, you know, get lucky. Maybe you'll get even the first one. I happen to have gotten the next gen copy of October of 1999 with such headlines as Dreamcast killer app will Sega's Shenmue make you forget all about the PlayStation 2, and then you actually look inside and it says what the games are talking about: PlayStation, Final Fantasy 8, Dino Crisis, Legacy of Kain, Tomb Raider 4, N64, we got Quake 2, Tonic Trouble, PC, we got Heavy Gear, Kingpin, Indiana Jones, MDK2, and Grand Theft Auto 2. And then for Dreamcast, we have Sonic, NFL, NBA 2K, Mortal Kombat Gold and Hydro Thunder. Classic. I actually didn't realize how much I really liked getting this magazine until I got it from them. And like I said, it even comes with a certificate of authenticity. So pretty stoked, to kind of hold some. I swear I remember seeing this like as a kid, and then I'm going like, yeah, that makes sense. You know, like the magazine's like whatever. But then looking back on it, like to see headlines like this was like this was news.
I still have some EGMs before.
Yeah, and you can actually get EGMs and, like I said, Nintendo Powers. You can get your Game Informers. You can get whatever. Go peep them out. FGC, fighting games, we are a pretty big piece of the, not just video game culture, pop culture as well, but we are video, it is a video game in general. So be a good thing to preserve all 90 versions of Street Fighter 2.
Launch titles. A lot of fighting games are launch titles, and that's pretty big.
That too, that have propelled into incredible series that nowadays we're like, yeah, that's no big deal. But imagine getting the article that the magazine that says like, new game blends rock and roll with anime, Guilty Gear, is it worth it? Imagine having that copy of a magazine that says that. Like, it's an actual fucking headline. Amazing. Go check them out. Video Game History Foundation. Like I said, they have some really nice swag. It's actually a very nice swag. I do like
their logo. It does make sense that I said pumpkin at the start. You're orange.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe that's what you were thinking. They also have Scullies. I'm not wearing it right now, but I have one too. And then I got my assistant a couple shirts too. They're all very, very nice. And it supports a good cause. Go check them out. So that was random. So yeah, I guess you can check that box off. So let's get right into one of the big things that we were going to talk about, which is Guilty Gear. So the beta has come and gone, unfortunately. But the cool thing is, for those that are tuning in on Twitter, you can go ahead and watch some of the matches that I had here between you and me, actually, funny enough.
That's not me.
Yeah.
That's not me.
It's definitely you.
That's Alice. Well,
I have like so many recordings. Actually, this might be a completely different one. All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to show you what an Eno player looks
word?
Like.
Oh, so it's not me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This one's not you. I got to find which one yours is. I have like a million files.
Okay. Let's start up with the things that they fixed, that they said they were going to fix. So what did they fix, Dre?
Well, day one was a blow up.
Yes. Well,
they didn't fix that.
The first hour. First 2 to 3 hours.
First 2 or so hours was a blow up. I was finding myself able to get in, actually. But I had to opt out of online, so I wouldn't touch the servers. Same, so I would be stuck on offline, which is fine, because coming back, I had to take the time to actually remember, because it has been months now since I actually like played the game. So I was like, okay, I need to go ahead and just remember what combos work and what don't, because there were some changes. Backdashing is a lot shorter now in the game. 6Ps universally have gotten better, especially for some characters like Nago, who can bypass projectiles, or rather moving projectiles. I don't think you can bypass things like Eno's projectiles because it's like very slow, but Kai's, you can bypass it easily, which is pretty crazy. Let me see. Damage for certain moves has been overall changed. Soul's Grab. It does not do like half damage. It doesn't do almost Potemkin levels of Buster.
Hold up. He might be able to do that less damage on that grab, which is good. But man, that dude does damage. Like, you do not want to be
not saying
pushing.
He doesn't.
Oh, yeah. You do not want to be sound pushing damage, a button on incoming. No. Like, I got DP'd for 25%
on the counter. Yeah, you get 6P, that's like good luck. You get 6P counter and you're in the corner.
From
you're
Souls,
done.
Like,
oh, yeah. God forbid. Actually, that was another one. They changed. This is more on, like, I'm talking more big characters right now, but it's just to set the field. DPs. Got full invo. They were not full invo before. Now they are. I used to have like safe jump setups and blowups with Giovanna against Kai and Soul. I can't use those anymore because they're complete full invo. Sadly enough, her DP is not full invo. Ain't that a bitch?
Really? That's why some people weren't using it at all.
Yeah, because
or they just didn't know it was there.
You can't wake up with it. But regardless, let me see. DP. Potemkin got nerfed, but I don't think it was anything too crazy. Like, sure, I don't say it's not too crazy. They did take some things away. He doesn't have 6P combos anymore where you lose 35, 40% because you decided to jump at him. That's gone. Punishable Megaton Fist or Dynamite Fist, whatever.
Mega
Dynamite
Fist
is Mega Fist. Dynamite Fist is freaking one? Mr. Satan. Yes.
Megaton Blast that one, Attack.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Mr. Satan.
Yeah.
But that's now punishable. His what is it called? Where he dashes up and like clutches his fist on the ground.
Hammer Fist. That's Hammer Fist.
Hammer Fist.
Yeah.
Hammer Fist got nerfed. That now it's punishable. But actually, Mega Fist, though, if he does space it, though, it's still not punishable. Like, if he does it, like, on certain distances, he's still good. So
it's so scary to try to punish anyway, because he has
it's
so
fast.
Much.
It's really quick.
He still even has screen control, in essence.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
With his super, with throwing fireballs, you can get zoned back out. You know, he'll flick at it. So you can bait it, but it's still, he's still hard to fight.
His backwards Mega Fist used to be plus,
right?
It no longer is.
Okay,
but that's added the idea of a lot of his Kara movement is in there. That makes him very, very scary. Now his grab range is extended, which was in the previous beta. That's still there, and I don't think that's really going to go anywhere. But that was like some of the big ones. Of course, we got to see Anji and Ino, which we'll talk about those characters in a bit. But overall adjustments, Nago got big adjustments, right? Like, his blood gauge goes down faster than it used to. So especially when you got the command grab, his 6P, now he can properly anti-air. He doesn't have, obviously, mobility, so it's kind of like a trade there. Look, I got a rating up. I don't even remember what I got.
Oh, that's one of the gripes that I have. Oh, you got into heaven. Look at you.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I swear I didn't have that planned. But, you know, the balance changes there, I think, were all really good. But now, really, how the rest of the beta went is another case. So, gone were the days of you got to play and then you had to wait a million years before you were able to actually, you know.
Well, remember, when it was having issues and we got in as a second player, we were actually playing each other through SharePlay, PlayStation SharePlay. So, we did do that at the very start. So, we got a little games in and then it was actually starting and it was consistent from then on, to my understanding. There were a couple of glitches here and there, but not so much.
Yeah.
This character is so crazy.
And I played against HD Cloud, actually.
Yeah, I should have played him.
Shout outs to Cloud. Yeah. Shout outs to Cloud. He's definitely a disgusting Potemkin.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's always a ridiculous player.
So I had a lot of issues.
Always a has been.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Jeez. Ouch. I had some issues, though, with just finding matches sometimes. Like, it wasn't terrible. But, like, I don't know. It was just like, all right, I'm trying to find a match. This, like, I want to keep playing a person in a ranked match. All right, cool. But then, you know, I had issues. Yeah, I had issues with, like, sometimes I would find one match and I wasn't able to get into the next one or it would freeze. Oh, and let's say if I was in the middle of a match and I was in a queue, it would kick me out of the queue in training mode. Sometimes, like a lot of times that happened. Or if I ranked up, I would stay stuck in ranking up to the next place.
I got that too. Yeah. I didn't know if anyone else was getting that, but every time I ranked up, I'd be like, I gotta close the app, and I gotta close the game, and I gotta bring it back up,
and then come back.
I was like, that took a hot minute to connect. I'm hoping that's not gonna be the case when we actually, you know, the game is retail. Like, I'm hoping it's just a beta thing where they don't have everything running up to snuff yet, because loading in took fucking forever. There was a comparison video of like plus R versus that online, and starting up at the exact same time, you're already playing 2 to 3 matches online with Quick Match before you're even in the damn menu for Strive.
Even in the chat said some stations literally didn't work. They didn't. Like, I think if you got into the lobby and you pushed X on a station too fast, it wasn't working. Yeah.
You'd get the station ID or something error.
But even I was trying to connect to you, Dre, and you're really, like, you're somewhat close. You're like half hour away from me, but still, you know.
Am I? I think I'm like even less than that. I feel like I'm like 20 minutes.
Even better. Well, with the way you drive. Grandpa over here. I mean.
Never got a ticket.
You got it. Oh, ouch. So you got a bunch of. Jeez, man, taking shots at me, at Cloud, and everybody.
Look, just for the record, let me get my last one in. I messaged him in DMs after playing a bunch of matches. And I go, bro, Mega Fist is life. And he was like, oh, no, it's not that free. I'm like, bro, it's super free. He's like, only when I carry it. And I was like, bro, carry these nuts. That's literally what I told him. I was like, don't bullshit me. Do not downplay this. I was like, yo, carry these nuts because I don't care what you're saying right now. That button, that move is carrying you in some of these freaking matches. But he does play to Potemkin in a very particular style. So I'll give him that.
Yeah, I tried.
All right, that's it. Rant over. No more shots. No more shots.
So, okay. So with Ino, I've been playing Ino the whole time. At the start, she was very slow. It was very oppressive playing Ramlathal. Ramlathal is super hard to fight. Especially with all her changes, the sword fireball is super good. Like that thing hauls, just goes so fast. Ramlathal is good. And even her super is so, it's hard to punish. That front face super. People aren't even using the hyper beam because that first super is so good. Like you just bait any movement and this is instant.
Straight bionic arm.
Yeah, so with Ino in certain matchups, like against Potemkin, easy, Nago. It depends. But she doesn't have a really good anti-air. Maybe jump jab or maybe even stand jab. As you saw, it goes behind her. But her air movement is super good. Like she can do a lot of things against the person. So she can do an air movement. So let's say she dashes up, she does a slash, right? She can forward dash off of the slash, do another move, do one of the three air moves that she has, and then she can jump off of that air move. But she can't do it again, or she can do it again, but she has to do either this. If she does the slash one, she can go to the kick or the heavy slash one. She can't do the same one twice, but she can still stay in the air on bigger characters.
Yes.
And then even do dust, which is another second overhead. So,
it gets dirty. She gets dirty.
But there are gaps. I've seen a lot of people who are mashers just jab in between.
Oh, I have definitely six speed you in between. I'm like, because this six speed is good. I'm like, okay, if this is real, this hurts. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'll take the hit. But
and not even me, six speed. It was a matter of regular P.
I just go for six speed because it's
upper invo.
It's six P, right? Mm-hmm. Like upper invo. It's like just in case it gives me the best odds. Yeah. And I have to let it rock.
And
but then I definitely caught you a couple times on that. But that was really a learning phase thing. Like it's going to take a little bit.
Of course. But then at that point, it would be my turn to dash backwards after that move because she can dash forward and backwards on normals and in the air. Yeah, so that's really sick. It felt really good. And I have some friends saying, "Oh, it feels slower," and I'm like, "It only feels slower because you can't mash as much as you could before. You can't gatling as much as you can. You have to find the right moves that do. You have to find the unique moves that do." And that's something that was the learning curve of the previous beta, was that I had to train myself to do, like with Mei, crouch kick 6P and then wall bounce and then find a combo from there. And even Mei didn't feel too different. I did see what you meant with the, like I saw Tenshi from NOBC. He's using Mei and he did some sick thing off of a command grab. He did command grab knockdown through the ball with Mei and then RC'd that immediately into a dolphin overhead to flip over to the side with a dolphin and the ball hit him and he confirmed. It was so nasty. So I do like what I have to get used to the purple RC.
Purple RC.
Yeah.
I was finding myself using more of the yellow RC. You know, that's really the only get off me because there's no dead angles. That is dead angle in this game.
Yep.
That's basically what it is. It just looks different, but it's dead angle.
It's good, but it brings everybody to neutral, I think. That's the hard part in the corner.
Yeah. You're not plus. Right. It brings you to neutral. I started peeking some other players, like watching LK play. Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Good bait.
Baited that
bait
burst. Okay. Woo! Guys, almost like I know what I'm doing.
Drill kick super good, by the way, Giovanna. You just got a 6P.
She's plus. Yeah. She's plus, yeah. But if you mix it up with the other move, it's like it changes the timing. And that's the trick. But or for me, I tend to drill kick, and then I'll RC before it. So then you're in the middle of your 6P, and then I'll 2D from there, and then I can combo. So it's like, you tried to react.
Excuse me, Mr. 6 hours in the morning. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, straight up. Hey, man, I knew I was going in. But yeah, the defend options, I think I was catching myself learning even more. I think the first phase was me really understanding the system and then playing people, or really understanding a character and then really getting a feel for them. And now this round of beta was like, now I'm getting into the nitty gritty of like, okay, blue RC, purple RC, yellow RC, like all their use cases, blue being more of a, it's kind of defensive, but it's still technically offensive because you're slowing down your opponent so you can kind of interrupt their situation, right? I think when the game drops is when I'm really going to get into the mechanics even more in terms of like pressing a button during an RC. So I'm only getting a frame freeze and then doing what I need to do afterwards. Let me see what else.
I definitely have to get used to the way the purple RC was canceling, because sometimes I would like, oh yeah, let me let this clock go. No, you can move it immediately after that. So if I'm, you know, and I do, you know, something, I was doing a lot of 2K into 6P into, what is it? Into Stroke the Big Tree. And then I get nothing from that. But if I RC it, it would be the red RC. So that's cool. But if I had a combo off of, like, let's say 5K into the horizontal chemical love, into chemical love.
I would say horizontal. It's the only chemical love she has.
Only chemical love she has. So if I did that in a chemical love, I could purple RC and immediately go into Psycho Crusher, whatever that move's called.
It is basically Psycho Crusher.
Yeah, Psycho Crusher into a wall or something. And go into that and do a combo from there, because you can jump off of that. So I had to train myself to think that. And especially after I would do a golden Roman, golden burst on somebody, I have full meter. I can do a stroke the big tree, purple cancel that immediately into a command grab, which I tried to do on you, but I kept messing it up. But that's sick, because they're like trying to block low and you just immediately get a command grab out and get the Megalovania move. So
yeah. I was gonna say you've got some dirt there too, because you know, her super is I think it's like a frame zero, like
that command
grab? the ground one, yeah, because it's like if you're anywhere in there and that burst, like you just get hit. It doesn't matter.
Certainly,
I actually didn't realize that till I played you, because that's basically what I thought of as soon as I got hit with it. Because I remember you got me in the corner, and then I think you RC'd into something, but you knew I was in block stun or I was like stuck, and then you just instantly went to it. So if I didn't react already,
it feels really good.
Like you just eat it. So I was like, that's dangerous.
Yeah, somebody put up a video like, yo, she's a grappler. She might just be.
Yeah. She actually might just be. Which, I mean, that would be interesting for you to play. But overall, like, getting back to really the online.
Yeah.
Online played well. I really did not have any problems in a match. I think the most rollback I had was 6 frames. I had one match. Mm. One match. I'll take that back. I had one match where the rollback was like 6 frames.
Oh yeah,
I had I was like an idiot. I was like, how the hell? I was like, bro, you're like at 120 something ping. How is this that bad?
Yeah.
And I only played one match. Luckily, it was a soul. Luckily, I bodied him, and I was
it's
like,
always
right,
a soul,
I'm done
man.
With
this soul is like soul. From somewhere
souls,
else.
Souls are the Kens of online. All right, Street Fighter 4 Ken is what soul is.
They'd get away with so much, and there were some Giovannas that would just get away with Vegito kick.
Honestly,
Vegito kick is
I barely played mirrors because I was not finding anyone. I would go to to floors and I would get the list, which, by the way, the list awesome that you can now press square and I could filter like all who's in training, who's like just on standby to get into a match. And I could see everyone, see who's playing. So I can be like, do I want to play a Potemkin right now? Do I want to work the matchup? Or do I want to, I haven't played a lot of Anji's. Let me play Anji's so I can get a feel for it. Which, by the way, Anji's were interesting because he's pretty oppressive, but
I think because he's been so underexplored since Guilty Exert. I mean, not Exert, since Accent Core. Yeah, that people are just like, I don't know how to use him. I don't know what I want to do with him. And people are saying that he's like needs work. And I'm like, you guys haven't even had, you've only had 4 days with him. And Ino is almost the same. Yeah. But still,
first of all,
is good.
Anyone out there that's like already putting out tier lists and shit, just like I say this with the bottom of my heart, not to just be mean about it, but I'm like, bro, shut the fuck up. Like, it is literally a beta.
We
like,
just come to this segment. Like, STFU.
I'm sorry, dog. Like I hate seeing tier lists. I'm like, dude, like
was,
who cares?
It was more
right
of an
now?
LOL list. I saw it was like
there was
LOL
one. There was one.
For,
there was
for,
one that there was one that was like I've seen a couple. I've seen that one. Then I saw another one where it's a joke where it's like. Somewhat a joke, but it was like, I think it was Ram.
Yeah.
Ram, Eno. Ram and Eno were like on the same. There were the majority of everyone else was below them. And then there was like two or three others underneath. And it was like broken where they should be at, need work.
I think that's literally
the tier list.
LOL. It was
might
like,
have been
LOL.
The same one.
And then,
yeah.
LOL. And then,
no, this
they're okay.
This one's. Yeah, this one I was literally just that. It was just like they're broken. This is where they should be at, where like 90% of the cast is, and then there was like a couple that are like
bottom of the Nago.
But like actual tier list is like, oh, I think I think this character or I'm like, bro, we haven't even had like real time with this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not even a week. Technically, you take all the beta time. We don't even have a full 7 days.
Right.
Like, it isn't that serious. But
and the combo, the system is very deep. I feel like there's so much more to find. Like, I saw a Maximilian combo that Dr. Doobie dropped into the Discord of, like, dash combos. And I'm just like, geez. Like, I don't even want to pull that out in a match. Like, it wasn't even, for me, it looked cool. Oh, but the damage was.
The soul one?
Yeah, the damage wasn't worth it.
I saw the soul one.
I felt like. Yeah. I'd rather reset to go for that's fine. I'd rather reset to go for another combo with an RC.
I mean, there's combos like that in any fighting game where you can take it to 11, but it's like, is it practical? Are you actually going to use this in a match, in a competitive match, to win in a tournament? Right. No.
But how much?
But this is what you could do.
Yeah, right? And I think it's good to do those combos so that you can see where things are possible. Like if you can get a dust loop out of it. Or in Giovanna's case, you can get the six H's out of it, the Rekkas.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So that's 6H, right? Her Rekka stuff.
For Giovanna? She doesn't have a Rekka.
Or those three hits, that's her forward heavy slash. No?
Are you talking the
She kicks? Does like three kicks like Kim in the air or something. I don't know. It's just cool.
Is it the one where she flips?
No, that's an actual move.
That's a move. Yeah, if you're talking about just a button, the only button that's like multiple is her standing slash, the Vegito kicks. That's it.
Okay. Well, you got the one kick right there. That you do. Yeah, but you got the one kick where you do three hits in the air.
That's dust, and it's two kicks. She just like, kicks twice. She's like kind of horizontal.
When I see it, I'll say, hey, that's cool. Yeah, that move is nuts. Dust. That move. So Ino doesn't have any invul in her air super, which is bananas. Because you can't, like, I tried to bait, I was playing Ultimate Weapon, he did a DP, and I tried to bait his DP, which I did, and I went for Air Super, and I forgot, it's not Air Vulnerable, it's not Invul, I just got grabbed right out of Ultima Fortissimo.
Yeah.
Just right
which
out
I think,
of it.
I, like I said earlier, I think that was because it's a grab versus a hit, there's a difference.
No, this is the Air one, though. The Amplifier one.
So I just want to put to attention the dirt this is right here. Like, this is where I actually started using more defensive options. By the way, I started realizing her backdash is actually stupid good. I was backdashing a lot of his moves on accident. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, there's no way I'm timing this right. And I just kept randomly doing it. And I think she just has hella invul frames when she backs us up. So I have to that's like one of my notes for her when the game drops. But peep this, get into pressure. And I'm like, all right, you are purple RC to get in. I'm like, no, I'm a yellow RC so you can get off me. This dude just goes right to grab. What a night. What a night.
I think Potemkin is still good. Cloud, he's still scary. You know, he's very zangy for the game.
On crack.
I didn't see any Eddies, man. Zangief
wishes he is like this.
I did fight one Eddie, but he was bad.
I fought two Eddies. Two Eddies. And one of them I fought in the Celestial area, and I was like, I have vanquished many of people from heaven, which I find very awesome. I was like, when I get... So two things.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that real quick. Yeah. So the first of threes are really the best of threes is like online lobbies. You either got 2-1 or you got 3-0'd and you had to kill the match right there. That was the maximum you got.
That was weird.
A part of me was kind of like, that's pretty cool. But sometimes maybe you want to deal with the, like I'm playing right here, 16 matches. I've only won 3.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you might want to go far, maybe because you want the matchup. But in this instance, it would always knock you out at that. Or when your rating changed is when it would just kill the match.
So frustrating. Because I'm just all right, I'm going to fight this guy again. And then it's like, no, but I could still fight him because I could stay on the same floor. But I was still one.
But it's like, ranked low, like, come on,
all
man,
my momentum
is
gone.
Exactly. I'm trying to go. I'm trying to like continue. So that was a little annoying. Yeah. I'm sure that could be changed. That seems like something they just set for their servers. But I mean, we didn't have player matches set up. We could do something like, yo, meet me in this lobby, like send the invite out, right?
I think player matches was a lot better.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Straight up.
Like you can have infinite sets as much as you want.
Exactly. That was That was a whole lot of fun when it worked at times. But yeah, overall, when I could find you. Yeah, I think the beta overall was still an incredible success.
Oh, one I thing. I
think it did very well.
By this time, I expected more music. Like, that's a big gripe of mine. Like, I'm tired of the same songs. Like, now, no problem with Giovanna's, but like,
I kind of been sick of it after a while. I'm kind of like, okay, I've heard it enough. I've heard it so much.
Yeah, no, I can't. What's another one? Like Chip's theme is good, but I barely saw him, and when I did, I lost. Amelia, she beat the crap out of me when I saw her. But there was no special song for her. We didn't even get a new stage. You know, it felt like the same thing. It may have been the same type of build, just with newer characters and the patches. It might be even the arcade build right now. So I'm glad we all got to try it, but I think that was the part that was really dry from it. You know, Chris G was putting up a post like, something is missing here. And I'm like, yeah, I think I feel the same way. Like, the gimmick is the Roman cancels. So Doobie put that into the post from somebody that's saying that Roman cancels might be the big gimmick of the game. But there's nothing that makes it pop too much or that too differently to me. I'm still going to love it and play it because I do like it. But it's just like, what's the incentive? What's the main grab other than looking amazing?
I'm hoping that's something that they're keeping in mind, and that's something that they will just add to the game, right? Just more content. Like, this game should be lasting us quite some time. It already looks ridiculous for this generation. It will age, I think, very, very well. So really, their job now is just to see, like, what's the content that we can throw onto it from here moving forward, right? Yeah. Music albums that they could start just adding, even if it's like DLC, even if it's a couple bucks, right? Or maybe eventually just add patches, seasonal patches that have to do with something. Get, you know, they did holiday costumes before. Like, why not do something yearly to do that? That would be a good look. I think that would be a great way to do it. I think Capcom's done a very good job looking at, like, you know, how 5 was to what you can, you know, how much content there is in it. Guilty Gear, it can take other, you know, it could take those same approaches, but then it could do good things like with music and such. That's what it's made. What if they made a remastered of the classic tracks, right? Or they had bundles for the classic tracks that you can bring. Okay. Exactly, right? Like, you know, there's different ways they can go about it. More colors. Obviously, characters are one thing, but that's DLC. That's pretty standard practices. Yeah. But there's definitely directions they can go. And for all we know, they probably have that lined up, and it's just not there yet because this is still beta. This is not the retail game. They're not just going to put all the cards on the table on the spot like that. And they're going to wait for the game to drop, or maybe to give you that announcement to kind of bring that hype back up for the game so they can sell more copies. This is kind of like just my theory behind it. But definitely, like, music is a big thing. This is Guilty Gear. This is, aside from over-the-top characters and the game for what it is, music is what it's known for. Let's, you know, play to your strengths. This is what people will want, right? If it can get Static G here to if he could pay for more albums, more music, or whatever added to the game, I'm sure he'll do it. And that's just you. You're a fan. I'm a fan. I would do it too. But, you know, yeah, Fight Money, Gears, I don't know, Scrap Metal, whatever you want to call it. Make it happen. I think it's in their best interest to do it. By the way, Pots 2D is ridiculous.
2D, right. Down Dust. Oh, yeah. The sweep? Yeah,
the sweep is so far.
Speaking of the Strive music, there was a pretty quick random music producer reacts to Smell of the Game. I don't know if you've been watching this guy who says...
I know him.
Yeah.
I've subscribed to him a long time ago. I actually want him in the show. I want to bring him on.
Yeah.
I want to actually reach out and see if I can get him on to music. Talk about fighting game music at all. Yeah.
Because I wish he would review old Guilty Gear stuff, but he reviewed Smell of the Game, and he's done music, or he's done what would Final Fantasy VIII music sound like if it was remake, and it's beautiful.
Yeah. He does incredible work.
But he's a big musical fan. You know, well, he's a composer.
He's a legit composer. Right. He is a real artist. He definitely knows that. My man's got the skills to pay the bills.
But he reacted to this, and he's like, he loves the way that the music goes throughout. I just would love to see how he would react to old themes. And yeah, it's pretty dope. Like, it's a really good watch. I would recommend it highly.
We should, you know what? Let's work on it. I want to hear from you guys, the listeners. If you are in the Discord, this is something I want you guys to bring up. If you were to have this, someone try to, like, an actual composer, especially if you don't know this guy, just in general, a composer that would listen to a specific track, a fighting game track of some way, shape, or form, character track, stage track, whatever, from whatever game, I want you to list it. List it on the Discord. We'll add it to our list because there's tracks I would love to bring up. And I want to actually just propose it to him and see if, like, hey, I want you to get on for a segment, for one, you know, to interview and such. But then also, we would love to hear your thoughts on, you know, some of maybe our favorites. What if he checks out, you know, Sagat's theme from Street Fighter 2, right? Yeah. Pretty iconic. Third Strike, your MK music, your Guilty Gear music, whatever, really. And see if we can just do a quick synopsis on it and feels, and see if he can break down the same things, the feelings we get from listening to this, and maybe we can help understand it, the art behind it. That would be sick. Yeah. I'm bringing that to you guys. If there's a track you want this guy to actually try to, you know, react to, put it on the Discord. We'll talk about the Discord in like literally a couple minutes. In the meantime, though, I mean, Strive Beta, like I said, overall, I think it's a success. I think it is good. It is well done. It is still holding up. The net play is still what people think is the best net play they have ever experienced. Now it's really a matter of release, you know, getting our jollies on with the story and then having some real, real intimate candlelit time with the game for about however many months before the first hit of DLC, potential DLC strikes, because we do know there is DLC planned. We know there was originally supposed to be, what, 25 characters, but they had to bring that down. So those characters are now going to be the ones that we will get here. I just realized that that 6K that he just did there, where he did the shoulder charge. Yeah. Actually, let me see if I can bring it up. That's the Potemkin tech, where he's trying to Kara into a grab. Ready? Hold on. Ready. He goes to sweep, gets dusted, and then he's going to charge. Shoulder charge. Far, and then whiff. He's going to whiff the grab afterwards. Hold on. Waiting to see it. Right about.
Just getting hit with stand S is so demoralizing. Just to go into Mega Fist. You're like, oh man, I'm too close. And here comes Mega Fist. Oh, you got him to fly.
After I break.
Yeah, you missed.
Yeah, it's after the break.
You went a little too far.
Right here, right?
Yeah.
Right.
This is great. This is great audio. Sorry, listen.
Going too far. Look, right there.
Okay.
So he basically, at that moment where he RC'd and then he goes for the 6K, he's canceling those early frames of movement forward into whatever he wants next. Because afterwards, he went for either the Mega Fist or he goes for the grab. It applies to either. That's the Potemkin tech. That's the joint you got to worry about. So
yeah, unique moves are very, very good in this game.
Yes.
They go into moves from 2K, and 2K is a low. Like, you can't really do much from lows in this game unless...
Nope.
Or even from jabs. If you're mashing jab, find a quick confirm for it. Because, like, you know, we could do jab, chemical.
Anji can, and it's fucking crazy. He can go right into his, like, his fan joint and go into his weird Rekkas, and I also was like, that sucks. That means you have to learn your frame traps playing against this character. So when they're trying to jab, or when you jab, you go to jab. Because Giovanna has one. It's 2P or 2K to 2D. Right. And that's a frame trap right there. Yeah, so it's like, you know, press the button, you just got dusted.
And if you know they're bad with meaties, you jab, do a move, and Roman cancel, you'd have a combo set there. But you might get blown up, but maybe you don't. Is it turning into a masher game? Not necessarily, because, you know, the whole combo system's not for mashers, but...
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to tell you right now, it's definitely going to affect you in those clutch situations where you got little to no health, and then someone's just going to jab.
Oh, and grabs are super strong.
They are. Love it.
All right. Enough.
All right. So once again, beta was success, but we want to hear from you guys, your thoughts, your experiences on the Discord. If you haven't joined the Discord already, make sure to join it, mash.gg/Discord. You'll see a double tap section there. Get in there. Get yourself an FGC flare on your name. And we want to hear from you guys. Make sure to join up there. Like I said, want to hear about songs you want someone to react to in terms of FGC, and then your Guilty Gear beta impressions. Love to hear how everyone else did. I didn't get a chance to play some of the characters. I got to mess around with Ino a little bit, but I didn't play Anji. I got to play against Anji a lot. So I got my own interpretation there, but we'll wait till the game actually drops to see how it all turns up, because we might actually get some tweaks from this time forward. Like, even on the beta, whatever is in the beta is technically not final. So, you know, take that with a grain of salt. The whole point was just to make sure systems were working as intended. Characters can get tweaked. It already happened from the first beta to this one. Could happen from this beta into the actual retail. It's just a matter of a patch. Day one. Can happen. All right, guys. So that actually is going to do it for us this week. We appreciate you listening to another episode here of Double Tap. Want you guys to make sure to follow the show at Double Tap FGC. You can follow me at Crash Tag VS. You can follow Static Gorilla at Static Gorilla at both Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, Facebook. He's all over the place. And make sure to follow Meza, even though though he is not here today, he will be here next week. Make sure to follow him at MezaFGC on Twitter and on Twitch, where he is streaming a whole lot of content. Go check him out. And make sure to follow The Mash Network, or Mash Those Buttons in general, at The Mash Network on Twitter. And if you haven't already, go follow us on twitch.tv/MashThoseButtons, where we go on and do this show on live. And on occasions, we'll do other FGC-related streams, like actually the day one of the Guilty Gear Strive beta. If you weren't here for that, I got to do, I think, 12, 13 hours worth of a stream night. Yeah. And we were going in. It was awesome. It was great. We do that here, but we have a bunch of other shows that also go live here on a weekly basis. So make sure to go check out MashThoseButtons.com to see our other shows. See if you're interested in those. Follow the Twitch page. With that, yes. I want to say we appreciate everyone that's given us our feedback, who has followed us on Twitter. Shout outs to all of you. Reviewing and rating the show helps a whole lot. That's the best way you can support us. We don't have a Patreon page or anything like that. At least this show doesn't right now. Right now, hint, hint, maybe we will in the future. Who knows? But the way you can support us, of course, is if you retweet when the show goes live on social media, tag anyone you feel might be interesting to bring on the show or might want to hear the show. You know, cousins, baby daddies, uncles, third brother, twice removed, might be an FGC head, you know, might enjoy it. Make sure to go tag them. Make sure to let them know that the show is real. We're real out here. We're doing the damn thing, of course. All right. So any and all support from there is greatly appreciated. Stay tuned after the show, of course, to hear about our other MTV shows here going on here on the Mash Those Buttons Network. We will be live once again next week, 8 o'clock or 8 to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. Depends. I don't know. I might have my dinner late. We'll see what's up. But we'll be live here on the Twitch page. And of course, the show will be out by the following Tuesday. So all love once again from everyone here. And we'll see you guys next week. Later.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. If you enjoyed the show, you should check out MashThoseButtons.com and see if any of our other shows might interest you. All of our shows are available on your podcast platform of choice like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. If you enjoy our content, you can help support Mash Those Buttons by becoming a patron at patreon.com/MashThoseButtons, where you can receive Patreon bonuses for as little as $1 a month. You can connect with Mash Those Buttons at twitter.com/TheMashNetwork, facebook.com/MashThoseButtons, or join our Discord at mash.gg/Discord.